إن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. التحيات لله، الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله. سلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. سلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله. التحيات لله والصلوات طيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. أسأل الله الجنة وأعوذ بالله من النار. التحيات لله، زاكيات لله، طيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله خير الأسماء. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا، وأن ساعة آتية لا ريب فيها. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. اللهم اغفر لي واهدني. التحيات الطيبات والصلوات والملك لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله. التحيات لله، الصلوات لله، زاكيات لله. السلام على النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. شهدت أن لا إله إلا الله، شهدت أن محمد رسول الله. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات لله، الصلوات الطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات، الصلوات الطيبات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، وأشهد أن محمد رسول الله. بسم الله، والسلام على رسول الله.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وتوبوا إلى الله جميعا أيها المؤمنون لعلكم تفلحون. صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us many, many warnings and signs to turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before it becomes too late, before Allah ta'ala leashes out His punishment to the people. Allah gives us many, many chances. Allah gives us respite, opportunities to turn to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Unfortunately, despite so many warnings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially in the recent years, and we can see the events in the entire world. And of course, each one should look at himself. We have a very bad tendency of pointing fingers at others and shifting the blame onto others. Hardly we blame ourselves. It is our weakness, my shortcoming, my deficiencies, my not obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala properly, my not following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We blame people, we blame the time. The poet says, Na'ibu zaman. We blame zamana. Zamana is very bad. وَمَا لِلزَّمَانِ عَيْبٌ. But there's no عَيْب and fault in time. So he says, we blame, we find عَيْب, false, in time, whereas there is no fault in time. وَمَا لِلزَّمَانِ عَيْبٌ سِوَانَا. The only عَيْب is us. It is us. We are to blame. Allah has given us so many times and occasions, things have happened, and we still didn't take heed of those warnings. Whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to make ruju' ilallah. And this is the advice today. O mashayikh wa senior ulama, all are saying, the writing is on the wall. The only thing now is to make genuine, sincere ruju' ila Allah, meaning returning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like how we mentioned previously, Allah says, fafirru ila Allah. And run and flee and escape towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from a life of ma'siyat and sin and disobedience. Escape towards making sincere tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person must be genuinely remorseful. Genuinely remorseful. He must leave and escape and flee. The word is fafirru. In Arabic, firar has the meaning of running, escaping, fleeing. Not just a casual walk. When a person is fleeing, is running from danger, you say he's running for his life, to save his life, at that time he's just looking front. He doesn't even take a second to look behind what's happening. As long as he can make it, and he's saved. So Allah wants us to run away from the evil way of life, our habits, the sins of disobedience, vice, whatever it is. We're not going to enumerate all the vice that's taking place today. May Allah cover my faults, may Allah cover your faults. Each one should look down into his own heart, introspect. Where am I going wrong? And he should be turning and running towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, away from a life of immorality, away from a life of sin, into a pure life. A clean life. A life with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is what Allah wants from us. That is what Allah wants from us. Therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, Al-kayyisu man dana nafsahu wa amila lima ba'da al-maut. an intelligent person, is that person who suppresses his egos, his desires, his evil passions. They are tempting him towards sin, towards the disobedience of Allah. He says, no, I'm going to crush those desires. I'm going to oppose those desires. I'm going to crush them. And he works, he does amal for the hereafter. He does good deeds, preparing for the hereafter. He's an intelligent person. Well, ajiz and a foolish person, man atba'a nafsahu hawaha, wa tamanna 'ala Allah. He just makes himself follow his evil desires, his passions. And then he just says, Allah is ghafur rahim, Allah will forgive me. Indeed, Allah is ghafur rahim. There's no doubt in it. But when a person is so complacent, after seeing so many things happening in the world, and things are happening rapidly, we've already entered a new Islamic year. It's a month of Muharram, a very sacred month, a very sacred month. In the hadith of Rasulullah ﷺ, Shahrullah, it is known as the month of Allah. The nisbat, the connection of Muharram is to Allah. In the time of Jahiliyyah also, they would not fight, tribes would not fight during these months. Mawlana Rumi rahmatullahi says, all people go to Allah after death, but the wise people go to Allah before death. Meaning, we turn towards Allah before maud comes to us. We make tawbatan nasuha. A sincere, genuine tawbah. Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala, when he was asked the meaning of tawbatan nasuha, in English simple we say a pure, a sincere tawbah. Where a person shows regret, he shows nadamat, he leaves that sin, doesn't go back to the sin. Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu says, just as a person milks a cow, and it is impossible after milking the cow to stuff the milk back into the udders of the cow. Impossible. Like that, a person has such resoluteness in him that he will never go back to the sin. After making tawbah from that sin, he will not go back to the sin. So the wise people, they crush the egos and they return to Allah Ta'ala with a spiritual heart before maut can come to them, before physical maut comes. But again, our mashayikh say that even if the wrath of Allah is impending, there are signals of Allah's anger upon us, that we take an ibrah. From the story of Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, which I mentioned last week, if you remember, we explained the importance and the power of dua, turning only to Allah and begging from Allah, whatever our condition, whatever our problem, social problem, domestic problem, financial problem, spiritual problem, whatever it is, you make dua, you supplicate to Allah. And I mentioned so many Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam and how they made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And each one Allah says, فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ. We answered the Nabi's dua, we answered the duas. And I mentioned Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, when he was devoured by the whale in the darkness of the sea and the darkness of the night, ظُلُمَاتٍ in salat, three darknesses. And how Allah saved him. And he had left his people, the people in Nainwa, because he became so frustrated. They were worshipping idols. He begged them. He gave them dawah towards Allah. He warned them of Allah's azab. They took no heed. He became frustrated and he did not wait for any injunction from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On his own, he decided to leave his people because he was frustrated with them. And therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then, we know the incident I gave last week and how he was then relieved, how Allah ta'ala then took him out of the belly of the whale, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him salvation. Allah says, وَكَذَلِكَ نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And in this way we also give salvation to the believers when they supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But his people, when Yunus alayhi salallahu alayhi wa sallam left them, Mufassireen write, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in Surah Yunus, فَلَوْلَا كَانَتْ قَرْيَةٌ آمَنَتْ فَنَفَعَ إِيمَانُهَا إِلَّا قَوْمَ يُنُسْ. لما آمنوا كشفنا عنهم عذاب الخزي في الحياة الدنيا ومتعناهم إلى حين. When they, after Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, the Nabi, tried desperately and they did not listen to him. They rejected him. And when he went away from the village, suddenly they saw the black ominous clouds above them, signaling that now you're on the verge of being punished by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From this ayat, we understand that generally, at this point, when Allah's azab is hovering above the heads of any nation, now it becomes too late, the iman won't benefit them. Allah says, illa qawma Yunus. Besides the qawm of Yunus alayhi salatu salam, when they saw these dark clouds coming, they knew there's some azab coming. They were almost going to taste azab from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When they all realized the mistake, and the entire city, they all came out of their homes. The men, the women, they even brought their young children also. And each one imploring, begging Allah, they brought iman in Allah. They made tawbah, istighfar, they cried and cried and cried and cried. When this happened, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removed that azab and Allah sent down His abounding mercies upon them. And Allah saved them from a chastisement. Otherwise they would have been destroyed. So this is what ulama say, that it happened to the people of Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam at the very last hour or the last moment. When Allah saw the sidq of their hearts, lamma alima sidq qulubihim. When Allah saw the genuine sincerity of their repentance and their inabat ilallah, their ruju' ilallah, their returning to Allah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turned His mercy upon them. You know, a woman, she's pregnant. While she's pregnant, her bosom never gets filled with milk. But after she gives birth, then Allah's qudrat is such to nourish that child. When that child begins to cry, then Allah turns the blood in the chest of that mother, Allah turns it into milk. So the moment the child begins to cry, Allah's qudrat is what? That blood in the bosom of the mother now turns into milk. And the child is nourished. The child is quenched. Ulama say, similarly, that Allah's azab is coming. Allah's anger is upon us. But when we cry genuine tears of repentance and tawbah, Allah's mercy envelops us. And that anger turns, like how the mother's blood turned into milk, Allah's anger turns into mercy for us. My respected brothers and elders, our mothers and sisters, read wazaif and awrad that have been prescribed. Like we mentioned, La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min az-zalimin, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, Yasin Sharif, so many other wazaif. But, it is time that now we realize our mistakes, we admit, we confess to Allah Rabbul Izzat, Ya Allah, may kamzor hu. Maine guna kiya, may gunegar hu. Oh Allah, I beg you, to please forgive me. Humble ourselves before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's supremacy. Humble ourselves before His grandeur. How long are we going to walk in this earth with pride? We speak with arrogance in our functions. People are having supper or lunch. We can hear people talking with arrogance and pride. Of course, I'm not in those functions. But this is what comes to us. We're always bragging and boasting. There is no end to our sins. So Allah give us a tawfiq.
It is not late. It is not late. It's not just for one or two conditions. We must make up our mind that, oh my Allah, from today, I am making this genuine tawbah. Finish. I had enough of whatever life I lived. Oh Allah, you help me now in the future. Oh my Allah, if I slip, before I can slip, ya Allah, you protect me. You save me. Allah, turn your attention to me. So this is the first step, tawbah and nasuha. Second, humble ourselves before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Confess our wrongs before Allah Rabbul Izzat. Don't blame other people. Don't look at the next person. And then show shukr and gratitude to the countless of favors Allah has given us. Allah's kindness in our country, Allah has given us the opportunity of practicing our deen and iman. What a great ni'mat from Allah. So make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The wrongs we're doing, now make sure we make that mujahada, that struggle against our nafs. First we make tawbah, istighfar, and then we're going to suppress our desires. We're not going to just pick and choose certain things, okay, and now I'll get out of my life, and the others, no, I'm going to still cling on to it. Then there's not tawbah and nasuha. Then there's not genuine tawbah. So the lesson and the message today is to turn towards Allah Rabbul Izzat with genuine mujahada in our lives. Every time we be prompted to do something wrong, to speak lies, to cheat, to cast a lustful glance, to do any haram, no, my Allah is watching. So mujahada with muraqabah. Muraqabah means Allah consciousness. My Allah is watching me. I may hide from my wife, from my parents, from my children, from my friends, but I cannot hide from my Allah. So I'm not going to explain the details. We have previously explained on muraqabah, so many ayats and ahadith and incidents. First thing now is tawbah, and then we're going to make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and acknowledge our sins also, confess our wrongs, and humble ourselves before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make that mujahada against our nafs. So we will do those things that Allah has commanded us to do, our salat, etc., and refrain from all sins. And muraqabah, Allah is watching me. Then would that ulama say, musharata, what is musharata? That I'm going to make some conditions with my nafs. I'm going to make some conditions that previously I was making a lot of ghiba. Now I'm going to control my tongue. Until we don't do this, okay, we made tawbah, and now we're not going to have that consciousness, my Allah is watching me. Or even if we have the consciousness, my Allah is watching me, but still we're taking a chance, and still we're not implementing those things that now should be as a means of making islah and reformation in our lives and making our lives spiritually better. Until we don't do that, then we will still be stagnant in our spiritual growth. And this is very common. So we have to make some promises, some shart with ourselves, that listen, I'm not going to cast any more lustful glances. I'm attracted to haram. I'm not going to go towards haram. I'm deceiving my customers. I'm cheating. I'm not going to do that anymore. And then we make muhasabah. Muhasabah means we take stock of our actions for the day. But you have to be genuine. You have to be sincere to yourself. That I did this today. I should not have done that. I should not have said that. I spoke extra. I hurt somebody's feelings. So now you take muhasabah and you make amends. So respected friends and elders, there is that fear that people have. What is going to happen? Nothing can happen except with the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is giving us that chance again. Don't wait for the azab to come and the wrath of Allah to descend. That will be too late. We still have the chance to make rujoo' ila Allah, to turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to make firar ila Allah, to hasten towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, humble ourselves, and acknowledge our wrongs. How often we just talk about general society, people are doing this, people are doing that, ulama are doing that, the big jamaat is doing that, people in the khanqah are doing that, madrasas are doing that, universities are doing that, the youngsters are doing that, the women folk are doing that. Everybody is doing everything beside ourselves. I'm the most purest, I'm the most clean. And then the amanat Allah has given us, whether it is wealth, whether it is this deen, whatever it is, we're supposed to preserve it, use it correctly. How much of extravagance there is in our lives? We cannot understand how much of monies are just being thrown in different type of parties, especially in nikah parties. Now we are inviting Allah Ta'ala's azab. So as I said, we're not going to go into details. May Allah conceal my fault first, my weaknesses, my deficiencies. We wait to point fingers. See, he was saying that. See, him, he's also doing it. Or his family is doing it. Or his musallis are doing it. That's our problem. We just point fingers at everybody. We find faults in people of the time. This must come out of our lives. So, rujoo' ila Allah. And the dua we said mentioned last week. Turn sincerely, beg from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, we will see Allah's floodgates of mercy, rahmat will come. Allah changes the condition. Split second. There have been many, many, many incidents in the world where everything looks so gloomy, so dark. But when people turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, also very important is to give sadaqah. It wards off any bala that was going to come. So give sadaqah and give it such that when your right hand gives, your left hand doesn't even know. With sincerity you give sadaqah. Turn towards Allah, make our children at home also. Explain to them that my Allah is watching. We must not please our Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let them read also, engage in dua. Then we will see inshallah, like how Allah removed the azab. Allah did not send the azab on the people of Yunus alayhi salatu salam. Allah ta'ala will remove his wrath from us, his anger from us, and Allah will shower his mercy upon us. But the important thing is that we must continue doing good, continue pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Think that now Qiyamah is almost here. Or more can happen anytime. Am I ready to meet my Allah? It's not just because azab is going to come, so now I'm just going to turn to Allah. Rabbul Izzat. No, of course we will do that. We will turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what is the whole purpose? Is to please my Allah. To please my Allah. That when I pass away, my Allah must be happy with me. On the day of Qiyamah, my Allah must be happy with me. Then Allah announces that أُحِلُّ عَلَيْكُمْ رِضْوَانِي فَلَا أَسْخَطُ عَلَيْكُمْ بَعْدَهُ أَبَدَى. Oh my banda, main tujhse razi hu. Main kabhi tere saath naraz nahi rahunga. Wallahi, Allah will say, oh my banda, I am pleased with you. You have become successful. I will never be displeased with you. It's eternal happiness, eternal salvation. ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. That's the ultimate success. Allah Ta'ala grant me tawfiq, grant you tawfiq. Allah forgive the entire ummah of Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Wherever the ummah is suffering, we can see different parts of the country. Musalman are being persecuted, tormented, tortured. People talk bad about Muslims. But if we turn to Allah, we put ourselves right, Allah will put our muhabbat in the hearts of every person. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Isaduru sharif.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma lakal hamdu kulluhu, lakal shukru kulluhu. لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك، فاغفر لنا وتب علينا، فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا، أنت المقدم أنت المؤخر، لا إله إلا أنت يا حي يا قيوم، يا حي يا قيوم، برحمتك نستغيث. أصلح لنا شأننا كله، أصلح لنا شأننا كله، ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين. يا الله forgive us our sins، يا الله. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we made you naraz, my Allah. Eh, Malik-e-Kareem, Ya Allah. Now when fear has gripped us, my Allah. Allah, we have realized our mistakes, my Allah. Allah, we confess before you, my Allah. Allah, we have done wrong, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are so tolerant, my Allah. Ya Allah, you give us respite, you give us chances, but Ya Allah, we didn't make sincere tawbah, my Allah. Our tawbah was just with our lips, my Allah, not from our heart. Ey Malik-e-Kareem, Ya Allah, grant us the tawfiq of making tawbatan nasuha now, my Allah. Especially our brothers and sisters, Ya Allah, who have raised their hands now, my Allah. Allah, the entire Muslim Ummah, my Allah. Ya Allah, the entire Muslim Ummah, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq of making rujoo to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, hum nadim hai, hum sharminda hai, Ya Allah. Allah, we promise we won't go back to those sins, my Allah. Cleanse and purify our hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, cleanse and purify our hearts. Ya Allah, we made mistakes, my Allah. Ya Allah, we made mistakes, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are arhamur rahimin. You are the most merciful of all those who can show mercy, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have written on your arsh, inna rahmati sabaqat ghadabi, that verily my mercy supersedes my anger. Ya Allah, protect us, my Allah. Protect us from your anger, my Allah. Protect us from any type of, Ya Allah, problems, and Ya Allah, and any troubles, my Allah. Ya Allah, from any unrest, my Allah, in our country, my Allah. Eh, Malik-e-Kareem, so many people, my Allah, they've got no homes at this moment, my Allah. They're waiting to go back home, my Allah. Ya Allah, you make the asbab to make them return with afiyat and quickly, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those who assist, Ya Allah, the poor and the needy, Ya Allah, and those who are in destitute and those who are in problems, my Allah. Ya Allah, unki barpoor nusrat farma, grant them barakat, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us show the ummah our good akhlaq, the akhlaq of Rasul Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the teachings of deen in Islam, my Allah. Ya Allah, that we love your mankind, my Allah. Ya Allah, we love your makhluk, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us to show them the way towards Jannah, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us to give them da'wah towards your deen and iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have shirked in our duties, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have shirked in our responsibilities, my Allah. Eh, Malik-e-Kareem, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we turned away from your shariat, my Allah. Ya Allah, we discarded the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, you have given us money, but my Allah, we have wasted that money, my Allah. We have squandered it, my Allah, in haram events and haram functions, my Allah. Our weddings, my Allah. Eh, Malik-e-Kareem, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have spent so much of money in it, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq, Ya Allah, of understanding our deen and making amal in our deen properly, my Allah. Ya Allah, that azab that is looming over us, Ya Allah, you remove it, Ya Allah. Like how you remove the azab of the people of Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam. Ya Allah, we are in the ummah of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, the greatest of all Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, Khatamun Nabiyeen, my Allah. Ya Allah, he cried and cried for his ummah, my Allah. Ya Allah, we make you shukar, you gave us iman. We make you shukar, Ya Allah, you made us in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Making shukar to you for all the ni'mat you have bestowed upon us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you give us food to eat, my Allah. You give us water to drink, my Allah. You provided for us clothing and shelter, my Allah.
Eh, Malik Kareem, we beg you now, my Allah. The remaining of our life, ya Allah, let it be a pure life, my Allah. A life full of your obedience and the obedience of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Give us that himmat and that courage to refrain from all type of sins, my Allah. Big sins, small sins, major sins, and minor sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have made tawbah to you now, my Allah. Ya Allah, we begging you, my Allah. Sins we committed in the darkness of the night, in broad daylight, in public, in privacy, my Allah. Ya Allah, we thought nobody was watching us, but you are watching us, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't disgrace us, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't take us to task, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant all of us afiyat, my Allah. Grant us afiyat in dunya and akhirat, my Allah. Give us salamati, hifazat, my Allah. Protect our homes, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect our families, ya Allah. Protect our society, my Allah. Protect our masajid, our marakis, our madaris, my Allah. Our makatib, our organizations, ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect the entire ummah of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, give us salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, jain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us enjoy making your ibadat, my Allah. Give us the sweetness of begging from you, my Allah. Give us the sweetness of making sajda before you, my Allah. Give us the sweetness of tilawat of Quran, my Allah. Give us the sweetness of taking your dhikr, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us halawat of iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, jo bimar hai unko shifa ata farma. Ya Allah, so many are not well, my Allah. Every day people phone us, my Allah. Ya Allah, people are asking us, begging us, ya Allah, to remember them in our duas, my Allah. So many have underwent operations, my Allah. So many, my Allah, have got cancer, my Allah. So many do not know what the doctors are going to say. Oh, my Allah. Ya Allah, they're going through delicate operations and procedures, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant them shifai kamil, ajil, mustaqid, daim. Ya Allah, all the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us a strong iman. Give us tawfiq of doing good amal, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us maut in Madinah Sharif, my Allah. Baril jannatul baqi. Grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the riyadh qiyamah, the Houthi kuthur water from his mubarak hands. Ya Allah, make us enter Jannah without any hisab kitab, ya Allah. Protect all of us from azab of qabr, azab of jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, give us steadfastness on iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us a strong iman, my Allah. Don't make our iman disappear from us, my Allah. Don't pull out iman from our hearts, my Allah. Eh, Malik Kareem, protect our children, our grandchildren, ya Allah. Our progeny, our dhurriyat, our youth, our women folk, ya Allah, our men folk, my Allah. Our elders, my Allah, our ulama. Ya Allah, protect all of us, ya Allah. Protect us, ya Allah. Make our children and grandchildren become the coolness of our eyes. Make them excellent hufaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarabin. Ya Allah, unite our hearts, my Allah. Unite our hearts, my Allah. Help us to assist one another, my Allah. Allah, don't make us do things, ya Allah, that will draw and invite your wrath and anger. And because of us, my Allah, everybody else is going to suffer the consequences, my Allah. Hey, Malik Kareem, ya Allah, we've got so many things to beg from you, my Allah. At this very moment, ya Allah, you are well aware of each person's need and hajat, my Allah. Allah, in fact, we got not just one need. We have got multiple, ya Allah, multitudes of needs, my Allah. Ya Qadhi al-Hajat. يا دافع البليات يا حل المشكلات اللهم كاشف الغم مفرج الهم مجيب دعوة المضطرين إذا دعوك رحمن الدنيا والآخرة ورحيمهما فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغنينا بها عن رحمة من سواك. Allah, give us good health, my Allah. Allah, give us barakat in our wealth, my Allah. Give us halal and tayyib, ya Allah. Rozi, my Allah. Give us in abundance, my Allah. Make us use it correctly, my Allah. Allah, all those who ask, requested duas, answer their duas. Hazirin, ghaibin, sabki dua qabul farma. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yun. Waja'alna lil muttaqin imama. Rabbana taqabbal minna. Innaka anta sami'ul alim. Watub alayna ya maulana. إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة ما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.